The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Maddie on 6 till 9 weekdays.
I want to talk about a legend of radio, Adelaide Radio in particular, so you may not have heard a lot of this bloke in Sydney, but we love him here on the Grill Team. His name's Bob Francis. For years, hosted the number one night show on Adelaide Radio. We're about to have a chat to him on the show.
Hey, can I ask you, what was Bob's bedside manner like with his listeners?
Belligerent comes to mind when he would chat to some of the callers and things. Before we chat to Bob, let's have a quick listen to
some examples.
Yeah, the best of Bob Francis here on Triple M.
I've been unemployed for 56 months.
56 now, months?
In the past 2 years, I've had to smoke marijuana to deal with the pressure.
Piss off, you dick brain.
What a stupid hole are you? You know why I'm fat?
Why?
Yeah? Because every time I your mother, she gave me a biscuit, you dick brain. Woohoo! I think I said something rude to him. Cool. Are you listening to me, you dick brain? I will not let you talk.
Is that right?
You're dead right, pal. Now, you know who's in charge here?
Me.
Mwah!
It's not that bitch on the phone, that's for sure.
Oh, really? You're talking about my producer, you rude pig?
Should have heard the language she used on me before.
Because she has the right to do that when
she
you
gave
use...
me an education,
well,
mate.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you an education.
She comes out with
why don't you go and get f***ed? Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Now, if I was a female ringing up now,
yeah,
I reckon you'd have more time for me.
Oh, piss off, dick brain.
Hang on.
Listen, I f***ed your mother today and she's a soul.
I'm not going to have anybody try to stick it up me telling me that it's okay to go and smoke and have drugs legalised. We've got a bad enough problem in the state at the moment, and I'm not going to listen to what you have to say. How dare you tell me what I can do on my program, you bloody dickhead, drug-taking asshole of the world?
Please listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
You wank.
I bet he went to a better school than St. Peter's.
If you're smart enough, you'd know I went to Prince Alfie, you dick brain.
Well, wherever you went, I reckon he would have gone better than you.
You're a dick brain. See you later, you bloody stupid old lady. Goodbye.
Yes, he was the king of Adelaide nighttime radio, and now the sweet prince lives.
Yeah.
Bob Francis, welcome to the Grill Team.
Well, hello, wankers.
Bob, you've got us pegged straight away, Bob.
Thank you bothering me while I'm having breakfast. Bloody hell.
Bob.
I think I've got nothing to do.
Bob, you're retired now. How much are you missing it?
Not at all. Not one skerrick of a bit. I don't have to think about anything. Not that I ever had to think of anything when I was on the air. I mean, when you're on the air, you just say what comes off the top of your head. And if you don't like them, you can tell them all to get rooted.
Like, did you get in trouble for being so harsh? Because we're told here, you know, we've got all these codes we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And don't say this and don't say that. How much trouble did you get in by the bosses?
It's much worse today, I think, than it was when I was. I caused all these rules and regulations.
Well, one of the codes we've got to live by, Bob, is the fact that we can't drink on air. Did you obey that code?
Oh, mate, I used to have a show on at night time with the guys from the bottle load next door, and they'd come upstairs and they'd bring four or five bottles and we'd drink them on the air and discuss them, and then he'd leave with the five bottles there and I'd get pissed by the end of the night.
Bobby, we have a lot of doll bludgers listening to our show right now. You got a message for them?
Oh, I'll go get a job, you dick brains.
What about...
I can't stand doll bludgers. I can't stand people who've got no time for doing any work whatsoever. They believe the world owes them a living.
Yeah, but some
nobody owes you a living, you dickheads.
But hang on, Bob. But some of these people, you just can't find a job. I mean, they want one, but they just can't find one.
Bullshit. There's plenty of bloody work available for bloody everybody if they're attempting it. What they do, they all want to be managing directors of companies as soon as they join. They don't want to sweep the floor first. They want, managing director, or don't tell me what to do.
What about relaxing at the end of the day with a nice joint just to chill out? Is that all right?
I'd kill you. If you ever offered me a joint, I'd kill you.
Okay.
I hate bloody drugs. I can't stand. In fact, I don't drink anymore. I had an accident about 10 years ago. I was pissed and I fell off a motorbike. And since that day, I haven't had one drink. Used to smoke 100 cigarettes a day. Don't smoke anymore. Wow. In fact, I don't do anything.
Bob, there's a favourite piece of audio we like listening to where an old woman rang up once. She's just got a fax wrong and you started
not
calling...
Not Sylvia. Not my favourite, Sylvia.
Sylvia. And you were calling her dick brain. I mean, what's the history between you two guys?
This is what... I couldn't believe that she stayed on the line while I abused her for at least 7 or 8 minutes.
And she seemed to enjoy it.
She kept on giving me shit, so I gave her shit back. And, you know, it's gone down in the annals of history as one of the greats. It's in Wikipedia. It's on what's the other thing you have to go through to get some...
Google.
Google.
SoundCloud.
RedTube.
YouTube. It's on YouTube. You get the sound system, everything. So look up Bob Francis, Sylvia, and they'll give you the full details of how to be a great radio announcer.
No, Bob, we have a few callers that get quite belligerent, and we sort of tiptoe around them a little bit. Mate, what do you, so we should just get stuck right in?
Mate, you've got to tell them. I mean, anyone who's got the guts to be belligerent, they're bloody assholes anyway. Yeah. But, you know, you sit there, you go, listen, you're trying to hurt me? Yeah, keep on hurting me, because the more you keep on trying to hurt me and being a rude pig, you're giving me more ratings. So keep on going, you stupid wanker.
Bob, thank you so much for your time. You're an absolute champion. Because we love you so much, can we call upon you? Because you are real Grill Team Sydney material.
Mate, I do nothing 24/7. Nothing.
Okay.
So I'm available on the phone to talk to you guys at Triple M any time.
Thanks, Bobby. Bobby Francis, one of the greats. Appreciate
Champion
your time, Bobby.
Bob.
Thank you.
Piss off.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.